I learned how to make paper claws. That was about the extent of things I paid attention to while I was at camp.
That's what happens when you do musical theater. That being said,
I learned how to reset a tailbone.
That's actually super useful.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of it, but I had to learn that.
You learned. So interesting.
You just know innately now someone's tailbone gets knocked out. Don't worry, I got it.
Christian camp?
What?
Christian camp?
Interesting.
Wait.
Waiting.
The Greece goblin learned how to reset a tailbone at Christian camp, eh?
Yeah.
Was it an all boys Christian camp?
No, it was not.
Oh, are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Take your implications elsewhere.
Okay. But yes, back to Sarah. No, I was asking more. What in terms of, like, because camp, you have to also plan the activities. You have to plan what they'll be doing every day, especially every hour.
Yeah.
What I was looking more is, what are you lacking in? What ideas? What do you think you need from the ideal pool from there? I'm sure you need tons of help on the administrative side, but I'm too bored for that.
The administrative side really is the problem right now. But from we need to decide what arts and crafts to teach and what things to teach in survival skill. And also someone to teach survival skill. But that is another problem for another day.
Yeah, survival skills, like, I don't know. That one's pretty basic.
Yeah,
like,
I'll probably learn how to light fires.
If I sack my vacation just to come out and teach survivor skills, can you hire me? I'll do it for free.
I would love to.
Hire me, but I'll do it for free.
I'll do it for free.
You may have to lie about your faith.
That's fine. I'll live in a tent just off the camp. So, like, I look like an have a hammock, and I'll be, like, actual survivor. And what you won't know is when I take, I'll be like, all right, so I'm taking the kids on their one night out. I'm going to take this person with me, and it'll always be the same guy because I'll tell them the truth. And what we'll do is we'll teach the kids how to survive a vampire apocalypse.
Exactly who and you could take. You would love that.
I would teach them to make wooden crosses and bless them with holy water and how to make holy water into the dark. And then I'll, like, dress up as vampires and, like, fighting vampires 101. Remember.
They do sign a waiver. Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
The holy cross is your number one. And then I'll be like, we have to teach Bible verses. And I'll bring out, like, my foam LARP weapons. So I'll be like, remember, aim for the heart. Now, stab the heart. All right, pass the dagger, stab the heart.
Stab and pass it to your buddy.
Yep, with my foam dagger, so they all learn.
We'll each take turns.
All right, now we're going to make stakes. I want everyone to go out in the forest and find a stick, and then we're going to turn them into a shank.
I love that. Let's do it.
We're going to take it, and I set up marshmallows as hearts, and you're like, all right, stab it through the heart. All right, good, Jimmy. Right now, you, Sandra, stab it through the heart. That's right. Say Christ when you do it. Invoke his name.
A little wrist work. And that wrist a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Remember, the power of Christ compels you.
Put this real swing behind your stab. You know, like, you really got to get him right there.
I feel like you would need a police check. I'll be honest.
I feel like you would, too.
Yes.
Do I? Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. I don't think I can be in your camp.
I apologize.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's your fault, Sarah. Why would you let them
please
check
Jesus.
How dare you?
Why was I so reckless as a child?
Dare you allow police check?
I mean, you need a police check, but there's nothing saying there can't be anything on it. We just need one.
That's fair. It didn't say a passing.
It didn't say a blank police check. Just a police check.
Good point. Very good point. You know, I've never actually thought of that. That's a very good point. At least they know the criminals they're hiring.
The fact that you'd be doing it for free is a lot more sketchy.
Oh, man. No, so I what do you actually...
About that part, though.
What are you supposed to teach these kids? Like, that Jesus and God created everything and there's no such thing as evolution?
Not particularly that. I mean, we could if we wanted to.
As I say, I feel like that's a certain brand of...
If I was the naturist and I took them out to nature and be like, see this tree? It's perfect. Anyone who tells you evolution exists is wrong. They don't believe in God and they're trying to kill him and they're an act of Satan. When you go back to the real world and you meet any of your friends and they tell you God doesn't exist, they are Satan manifest.
No.
Do you know what dinosaurs are? Dinosaurs were actually demons that rose from hell that God struck down.
I once had two kids in my cabin at this camp whose parents had legitimately taught them that there's no such thing as dinosaurs. They never existed. And that the bones are big because of the flood and they expanded because of water or something weird like that.
They're made of starch.
That's a lot of sense.
No, yeah. I would say that dinosaurs were demons.
I think, I'm more disturbed by anything about how convicting John is when he says it.
There's also a guy who, in your voice of how you say it.
Like, no, not even a crack or a smile or a laugh. Like, yeah. No, dead serious. Yeah.
That is
demon blood. I'm sorry.
There's also a guy who likes to come work at the camp who one day decided to tell the 6 to 8 year olds that Santa Claus is a demon and anyone who has ever believed in him has already lost the battle to the demons.
I would say that too.
Totally serious. He meant it.
I would say that. Oh man.
Sarah, that means there's nothing wrong with continuing since we've already
I would show them, be like, oh yeah, you think I'm wrong? And I'd move the T over. Satan. He just changed his name. You've all been pawed the wool over your eyes, but take your soul back for Jesus. On this nature walk, let us find Jesus together.
I actively try to encourage insanity.
You try to encourage insanity?
Discourage. I said discourage.
I heard
John. I heard you.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, that's what he usually does.
Yeah.
He's so convincing, though. It's disappointing. Right?
I do like how you admire my conviction, Insaniac. It takes a long time to get that level of conviction. Trust me, when you're a professional bullshitter like me, you cannot.
As I say, it takes a while to believe your own shit, you know, enough to know exactly what it smells like, to how to sell it, you know.
Yeah, you can't waver in anything. Like, you have to be dead serious, and you have to fully believe it. Because
I can tell.
If you believe it, they can't shake you. So, like, that's why
I can't exactly fault you, you know, because you're just doing what you believe.
It's why it would be the best. Teaching these kids.
One thing I would change about that spiel is that the non-believers are actually vampires, and that's what you're training them for.
No, they're soul vampires. They're drinking your Jesus-blessed soul away. Ever since you were baptized, you became a beacon.
Does that mean that all the gingers or all the redheads are vampire? Eating your soul?
No.
Baptized.
You're missing what I'm saying. Everyone's soul is cleaned by the power of Jesus once they are baptized. And it's over time, demons try to suck the life from you.
The alien princess is clearly behind it all.
This camp.
Yeah, I think so.
This camp is the only bastion to save your soul before you fall into a life of debauchery in hell. Don't worry, I have plenty of purity rings for everyone. And then just hand it out to a I hand it out to a bunch of 6-year-olds. They go home. Hey, what's that, Jimmy? Is that Arts and Crafts? I got a purity ring.
Sounds like a South Park episode, please.
No.
I already want to stop watching. Come on, Butters, let's pray the game.
How the got shut down.
Dinosaurs. I would just love to hear them in school. I'd be like, dinosaurs are demons and evil. Jesus told us that. Just see the kids.
Yeah.
It's your next generation,
John. Virtually, I learned that. I learned dinosaurs are demons at camp, and there's no such thing as evolution. It's devil magic.
Please.
So, if you want a real answer to your question, what should we be teaching them? The theme for the summer is standing on the promises of God.
I think the real question is, when is John going to start doing private tutoring?
Standing on the promises of God? Wait, say that one more time, Sarah. And private tutoring, I'm always open.
Standing on the promises of God.
You need someone to teach your child about evolution.
What are the promises of God?
There's a lot of them.
Oh, God.
Please. I want to hear one.
Give him more fuel.
What did he promise us?
God promised he would never destroy the world with water again after Noah. He promised Abraham that his descendants would be many. There's lots of promises from God.
How have those come up?
So how do we stand on floods
in the world recently?
Can you sue, since some of those probably haven't come as true as some might think?
And how do you know they're all from the... I mean, the Council of Nicaea was a council of over 500 different priests who had different versions of the Bible that Constantine at that time used to create a definitive version of the Bible in Latin that did cut different versions out. And that's why you have Greek Orthodox, that's why you have Turkish Orthodox and Indian Orthodox. And so I would like, how do we, which ones? Like, are we thinking Greek Orthodox? Are we thinking
all of them?
Like Triton, maybe?
Talking about
all of them.
The Undersea Bible, Triton.
No, why are you talking about different versions of the Bible right now? Because what you are saying is correct, but why?
Well, is there different promises of God? Is there different, like, are we standing on the Greek Orthodox promise of God that everyone will be reborn until their soul is cleansed and risen to heaven, and that hell is only a place in which you cleanse your soul? And
would you like me to read you our statement of faith?
Please.
Yes. Yes, I had to think about that, but yes, I would like to hear it. What is your camp's statement of faith? Do you say it every morning, pledging your allegiance to the flag, and your flag's just a cross of Jesus?
No, we do not. And we have a real Canadian flag.
A real Canadian flag, as opposed to the fake Canadian flag.
Yes.
I made that joke first.
No. You're not supposed to answer ask questions, John. You're supposed to just accept the answers.
I don't know what I did with it, but I know that my church has ours online, and it's very similar. So I will find that one and read it to you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of Jesus. Is it bad I want it to be the Ricky Bobby, like, baby Jesus? Dear sweet baby Jesus!
Okay. The scriptures are verbally inspired by God without error in their original writings and of supreme and final authority for what we believe and how we live. In one God, eternally existent in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we believe in God's sovereignty, love, and grace in the works of creation, providence, revelation, redemption, and final judgment. In God the Father, who sent his Son to accomplish our salvation. In Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, virgin born, true God and true man. In God the Holy Spirit, who is divine and the agent of our salvation. All people are created in God's image. All have sinned, incurring physical and spiritual death, resulting in separation from God. All are born with a sinful nature, expressed in thought, word, and deed. Jesus Christ died for our sins as our representative and substitute, and by faith we are justified on the basis of his shed blood. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and is presently engaged as our high priest. Jesus Christ will personally return to claim his own people and establish his kingdom. All who receive Jesus Christ by faith are born again of the Holy Spirit, becoming children of God, sealed and preserved into our completed redemption. The New Testament local church is made up of believers associated together for worship, instruction, and the service of the Lord. We believe in Christian baptism by immersion and the Lord's Supper.
You know, that surprisingly has very little information about the camp itself.
It's a statement of what we believe, not of the camp.
No, but how does that work into the camp, you know? The purposes and reasons of...
So, these are the things we believe, and these are the things we teach to the kids at the camp.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense.
I know, I get it. I get it. So all the activities somehow embody these things.
Theoretically. It would be nice. In reality, maybe. But, I mean, when we're studying the Bible and stuff, these are the things that we want to teach them.
Could you
how to survive a vampire apocalypse?
That would be fun, too.
How about self-defense classes, where it's like, you have this guy dressed up in karate, and like every one of his moves is he doesn't actually lay a hand on anyone. He just pulls out his Bible and says, "Huh, Michael, verse 22:22.
I've never done a Bible study, so like for me, my thought process is kind of like, you know, wouldn't the idea to be to read a section of the Bible and then talk about what possibly the comprehension of what was talked in either the story or...
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
What we do is we have a speaker come, usually one of the pastors from one of the churches that supports the camp, or someone else that we know of in sort of our group of churches, comes and they speak for a week, and it is like church services, where they give like a little sermon, and they take something from the Bible, and they explain how it works, and they explain why it matters, and how it connects to life, and things like that.
Those are the worst.
Shouldn't it,
having like, been to a Christian camp when I was better, a kid.
Like, not so much have it be like, why this is important. Shouldn't it be more of a question as why it could be important? Some let them find the answers, you know? Yeah, exactly.
There is no fucking kid that wants to sit and have an adult, old-ass adult, read Bible verses and explain it to them over an hour period.
Believe I don't it or know. Not, there actually are. I was never one of them, but there actually are kids who do want that. But a lot of them do a really great job. I mean, a lot of them are people who work with kids regularly, so they do a great job of making it fun, of bringing in fun things and stories and examples and games or puppets,
you know, and
things like that.
This may not make a lot of sense to you, but as a kid who has a Christian mom and a Jewish dad, and essentially had to choose before I hit 13 what I wanted to be,
I can tell you,
when you look at one side and go to Christian camps, and you have these old-ass motherfuckers with hand puppets showing you Jesus stories, versus you go to Jewish camp, where they just don't give a fuck and just say, you know, yeah, we'll do synagogue on Fridays, but like, man, God wants us to live our life. As long as we don't eat pork and follow this and just live our lives, like, fuck it.
Well, that's the point of the study, right? Is to have that, to add to that knowledge of...
But I went to a Jewish-oriented camp and a Christian-oriented camp. So when Sarah talks about, like... I actually know quite well what Sarah's talking about or what she's looking for, what she's expected of her. I think I might have even went to the camp that she's talking about at least once.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just going off with
this. It's a very small camp. We'll talk later. 100% certain you didn't.
I did go to a couple, but at the same time, like I also went to like the Jewish camp, and so like I saw both sides, and it's just funny how like the Christian camp, they're only a week long, but that week drags sometimes because of all the goddamn Jesus they shove down your throat. But the Jewish camps, they are minimum 3 weeks, and those 3 weeks blow by. And you still do all the same stuff. It's just it's fun. Like they actually make it like they're not like they know like they don't bring a rap like they have a rabbi that sits and talks to you and does shul with you on Fridays, but it's not boring. The rabbi knows that sits boring for 3 hours because we do have Hasidic Jews on site that do 3 hour shul. We do it for 3 hours. Like, don't get yourself wrong. Every Friday, 3 hours of shul, but they make it fun. Like, you don't like it's yeah, actually.
So do most of the people who come to talk to camp at our camp.
Oh, really? Like, do they bring on all the camp counselors that can play rock instruments and essentially turn entire shul into a rock concert?
No, because it's a very small camp and that doesn't happen, but it does happen at other Christian camps.
Do they like, I just mean like They knew their audience.
Yeah.
I feel that every Christian camp
do as well.
I ever went to, they don't know their audience.
That
or they think do.
A lot don't.
Or they try to be Mr. Rogers. That seems to be the constant. Everyone tries to be friendly Mr. Rogers. But no one can be Mr. Rogers.
We have a really cool guy coming out this summer who, last time he was there, he built the tabernacle in the swamp. He stakes and rope to just outline it and walked us through what the tabernacle looked like. That was really cool.
See, though, that's awesome.
Yeah, see, we do get lots of cool things. Sometimes
or
less
like,
fun ones, but I want
like,
to really encourage that kind of stuff this summer.
Oh, okay, I got a good one then for you. My mom, big Christian lady, she does this thing called Healing Heart. It's essentially what it is it's channeling angels or something. I don't know. She can explain it better than me, but it's funded by the United Church. It's actually a funded practice by the United Church. And so they meet at different United Churches and they have a group of a bunch of ladies from United Church. And it's basically they do Bible readings and as well as they do these healing heart practices. Which is like, it's like Reiki, but like really grounded in religion, in Jesus. It's called Healing Heart. I'd say look that up because that would be cool. I know those ladies. I'm quite familiar with them.
I don't think I would be interested in learning about it, but I don't think it would go over well.
What is your parameters?
Change.
Change. I tried to ask that and I didn't get any answers.
So, what is the average age of this board you're dealing with?
I don't know them all. The one that I'm dealing with the most is late 30s, almost 40, he said the other day. There's a couple from near the church that I go to isn't the closest one to my house that runs this camp. The one that's close to me has two women in their early 30s, probably about your age, are on the board. From my church, it's two people who are about 40, and then one person who's probably 50, 60, and then I don't know the rest.
What about you guys? I'm seeing... I know you guys have...
I went through and made like a very sample schedule of what a kid's day might look like. So maybe you can get an idea of it's not all just sitting around listening to people talk. We would have breakfast at like 8:30. You go clean your cabin up at like 9:15, 9:30. Then we have one of those chapels, but it's only scheduled for half an hour. After that, we do some skills. That's when we do things like the archery, the survival, the hiking, the canoeing and kayaking and arts and crafts and stuff like that. Lunchtime at 12:30 or so. Some time with your cabin to play games or do whatever you want. Quiet time for a little while. And then a bunch of free time, a game before supper, a game after supper. And then another one of those chapels, but again, only an hour long. And then something fun in the evening. That's so it's part of the day, but it's not
pretty
a very
standard.
I wouldn't imagine it to be like the part of the day because that would take a lot of the
pretty standard kids camp. What's quiet time?
Quiet time? Just time to be quiet. Go sit in your bed and read a book or take a nap. Just downtime. Get ready for the rest of the day.
She's what she loves, dude.
Something Q camps I went to did during downtime or personal time, since you have them both right after another, they called it skills or reading time. So in other words, you can do that. You can take your downtime, go to your cabin because it's all free time and do what you want. But at the same time, there would be certain people. So like you said, you have an archery. So like there would be just the archery person would just be there sitting there during the free time. And then if during your free time, you wanted to go play archery or just go hang out with the archery people.
Yeah, I would love to do that. But because of the size of the camp, the cabin leaders are also the people who teach those things. And if the kids are in the cabin leaders need to be with them. So, unfortunately, it doesn't work, and we likely have to deal with COVID this year anyways.
The old Christian can't leave kids alone in their cabins kind of thing.
I know.
No.
I know.
I could tell you that happened.
Do you not have like the cabins just open for the most part? You know?
It's more about safety, actually.
I'll tell you what, though, Sarah. Every time I have seen people doing the dirty or the horizontal,
honestly, I feel like it would be going on in the woods.
The horizontal tango. Every time. Actually, the
laundry room.
The
laundry room is a hot spot.
Every time, it is the LITs.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I know.
It is not the kids you have to worry about. It is the LITs.
So the reason that the cabin leaders have to be with them isn't for that. It's actually just for like safety and liability reasons, right? They have to be supervised.
Isn't that why they sign a waiver?
In loco parentis is the term for it. You are taking the place of their parents, and it is your responsibility to make sure that the kids are supervised and safe.
It's too bad there isn't, like, you don't have a communal area.
We do have a communal area.
Like, outside or inside?
Both. There's the forest. That's a pretty communal area. What do you mean by?
Because then what you could try and do, or maybe think about doing, is you set up, like, because I've seen this too, but this was more at LARP. You set up like benches and stuff, or like somewhere to lay down outside or inside in a communal area.
Yeah, we've got some handy.
And so, like, people can still be off and alone, but they don't have to go in the cabin at the same time. It keeps, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like a prison. You know? Work it more like a prison, Sarah. Keep them in the yard.
That's what I want to go
for. They don't let singular prisoners go back to their cell, because then they have to split up the guards. And you split the guards. You keep the guards and the prisoners together. You let them go off and sleep wherever they want in the yard, but you keep them in the yard.
I don't think that I understand.
Isn't that what a camp technically? I remember reading that somewhere. A camp is technically a prison for kids. It's meant to be.
I don't understand why you're saying what you're saying right now. I get what you're saying, but I don't get why.
Well, then you don't have to sacrifice. Because then you can do the skills. You can have someone set up at archery, because you have everyone in the community area. And you essentially free up hands, because you need less people watching, because you're doing what a camp should be, which is making a fun prison that kids want to return to and not think about it being a prison. That's all it is. It's just a prison. And it's a prison that takes the kid away for a weeks at a time so the parents can have a vacation. You don't suppose nothing. If you think about it, what do you call a prison out in the middle of nowhere? Prison. The problem is
you don't have, like, fences. So they can go literally anywhere.
Like every Russian prison. Every Russian prison in Siberia does not have fences or walls. You want to escape? Go for it. You're going to die. But
this town is like 500 miles in any direction.
What?
You don't want them to die.
Yeah, so kids are smart enough because they want to stay where it's safe and fun.
No, they're not.
Anyways, that's been our hour. Of talking about prison camps.
I guess it has been an hour.
We've had more exchange with that if someone didn't.
It's too bad Sir Jeremy didn't join us tonight, but he will be with us on Saturday, and he will be with us on Sunday. He is just getting back into Alberta's opening. I have a horrible day lined up for me the next few days.
The next pandemic.
Yeah, so. It's going to be rough. But that being said, I know he gravely missed being here. I feel him. I feel him in the aether. I hope.
I feel his thoughts about prison camps in my mind.
That being said, I'm sorry you all had nothing better to do. I'm glad you spent it with us here. We
prison camp.
Have always are the ever interrupting insaniac. Mm-hmm. The great Grease Goblin.
I'm sorry, were you saying something important?
I am C4, accompanied with Sarah Vike. Sir Jeremy's usually always here, but this is a weird thing to say. And we are the Villains of the Villains Talk Show. Thank you very much for watching. We will catch you on Saturday and Sunday and next week. If you want to catch older episodes of the show, check them out on YouTube or anywhere you get podcasts. If you want to see the live stream, I'm going to try and do it on Twitch and on YouTube, so you can catch it on either. Our YouTube is Aftergood, because that's something I made up. And then, obviously, podcast is The Villains Talk Show. And Saniac, shout out of the week.
Be sure to check out Saucy Sean's wonderful food.
Ooh, Saucy Sean! Yeah, he's this new YouTuber. Super new YouTuber. May see someone familiar if you watch Saucy Sean.
Are you looking for Saucy Sean's Fine Eats? You're not looking for the black rapper. You're looking for someone who looks like me. Unless you are.
If you do go for the black rapper, tell them the menu.
You get your choice. Cool. Do you want white or dark chocolate? Saucy Sean comes in many flavors.
Saucy, we got the saucy or we got the dark saucy.
Mmm.
Finger looking good.
Yeah,
hopefully you will see more.
That being said, thank you all for watching!
Appreciate you.
I mean, I know I do. I don't know about you.
I bet you appreciate you.
I bet you appreciate me too.
I appreciate both of you.
Hayden, I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
Aw, thank you!
We're so appreciative, guys.
I appreciate Sir Jeremy, even though he isn't here.
I'd appreciate my dad.
If you were here, I'd appreciate him a lot more.
Right?
Are we done? Dead.
Maybe then we wouldn't be calling summer camp.
Good night, everybody!
Night. Jesus.